Tariffs trying to get to fair trade and disease pressure starting to ramp up in certain parts of Indiana. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today. President Trump says he plans to impose 30% tariffs on products from Mexico and the EU, as well as 35% tariffs on Canadian goods beginning August 1. One Indiana ag leader says Trump's overall tariff strategy will be worth it if it brings about fair trade for U.S. ag. C.J. Miller has the story.
I can tell you unequivocally, trade has not been fair to the U.S.
And that's Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. He also served as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs during President Trump's first administration.
Somebody has to put their foot down, and the president did in his first term. He's doing it again now to say, enough. And by the way, we're not seeking unfair trade. We just want fair trade.
McKinney says the bumpy ride to bring about trade deals that are more balanced will continue to be a challenge.
Clearly, negotiations cannot be a highly public thing. So if they come forward as we hope they are, and they will, then I think we're going to be better off recognizing that we're having this bumpy period. There's no doubt, and the president told us that. We hope to get past this.
He adds that the Trump administration has been putting a priority on seeking fair trade when it comes to the U.S. ag industry.
So that's starting with a country putting a piece of paper on the desk of the U.S. trade rep, Jameson Greer, and he has been insistent that it include ag, which oftentimes, you know, countries try to avoid, and it must include non-tariff trade barriers, including ag.
According to USDA, the U.S. ag industry has been in a trade deficit since 2022. In fiscal year 2024, that deficit reached $31.8 billion. The forecast for this fiscal year 2025 is a deficit of $49.5 billion, which would mark the largest ag trade deficit on record. I'm C.J. Miller.